Chapter 26. School was not what Jin had expected. Akshaya docked her ship in a private hangar outside of town, and Jin grabbed her lone bag. She hated not knowing what to expect next. When she stepped outside, Jin was blasted with cool air so refreshing that she just stood there, sucking it in the same way she'd gulped down the Meiluran fruit. The planet was gorgeously serene. Flat in every direction, with fields of blue-green grass that moved like ocean waves in the breeze. The sky was a rich blue, and a single sun peeked through fluffy white clouds. It reminded her of Lamu, but flatter and grassier and bluer. Behind the hangar was something of a town, a warehouse where Akshaya's cargo was being sent, some sort of factory, a few shops, a diner, and a cluster of homes. The main street cutting through the town was decorated with baskets of flowers hanging from poles lined with bells that tinkled in a beautiful melody. The people walking down the street greeted each other in a friendly way, as if they all knew each other. Even from there, Jin could hear cheerful music and smell the roasting meat from the inviting diner. At the opposite end of the town, Jin could just make out a small spaceport. Not good for much beyond shuttles and planet hoppers. Akshaya's house stood just a little downhill from the hangar. It was a small, clapboard building, painted bright blue, a color that blended in perfectly with the clear sky and the blue-green grasslands that stretched into the distance. The door was red, and yellow designs had been painted around each window. It was the strangest house Jin had ever seen, but it seemed to fit well there. When Akshaya pushed open the front door, someone called out. "Mom?" "Hatter," Akshaya said. "Come and greet our guest." A boy about Jin's age peered around the corner. He had the same dark brown skin with red undertones that Akshaya had, and the same black hair, though his was cropped to chin length. His eyes widened when he saw Jin standing behind his mother. "Hey," he said.
"Hello," Jin stuck out her hand.
"Where'd Mom find you?"
His tone was friendly but curious.
"Near old Hama's place," Akshaya said, shoving her son good-naturedly into the room and leading Jin inside before closing the door.
"My name is Jin," Jin said.
"Where is she staying?" Hatter asked his mother.
Jin had been staring at the beautiful mandalas painted on every possible surface in the room, walls, floors, ceiling. But the question made her focus on Akshaya.
"Where do you want to stay, Jin?" Akshaya asked politely.
Jin shrugged with one shoulder.
"It doesn't matter," she said. "I could stay on the ship."
Hatter started to speak, but his mother cut him off. "You could. Do you want to? You could stay here if you like."
Jin's eyes darted around the warm house.
"Here?"
Akshaya seemed to be asking her son a question with her eyes.
"You know I don't care," Hatter said.
Akshaya nodded as if she'd made a decision.
"You can have Tanith's room," she said.
Akshaya's house was small, and the bedroom Akshaya showed Jin was a lot like a ship's bunk. She suspected that the room was originally part of a larger one, and that the whitewashed wall had been added more recently. The small bedroom had just enough space for a pallet on the floor, a small shelf that contained a wooden box, a vase with dried flowers, and little else. It seemed stark and empty compared with the beautiful bright mandalas and designs decorating the rest of the house.
"You're welcome to stay here as long as you like," Akshaya said graciously.
Jin nodded, although she wasn't sure how much of that she believed. But she didn't want to go back to hiding and being alone.
"I'm just on the other side," Hatter added, pointing to the whitewashed wall.
Jin dropped her bag on the floor.
"That's settled then," Akshaya said. She turned to her son. "Is dinner ready? I'm starving." "I mean, I made bun," Hatter said, although Jin wasn't sure what bun was. "But we have a new housemate. We should celebrate."
Hatter hustled Akshaya and Jin back to the door. Akshaya laughed. "Any excuse to eat out, huh?" she said.
Jin glanced behind her as they headed into town, noting that Akshaya hadn't locked the door to the house. Come to think of it, she hadn't locked up her ship either. Even when they were the only ones on Ri, she and Saw had kept everything secure.
As dusk dipped into night, fewer people were on the main street, but it was still well lit. Those who lived directly in town lingered on their stoops, chatting with neighbors. A few waved in greeting to Akshaya or Hatter, making the trip down the road take twice as long as they'd stopped to give updates. Most looked at Jin curiously, but Akshaya ignored the pointed looks and discreet questions.
"You're the most interesting thing to happen here in ages," Hatter said in an undertone as he pushed open the door to the diner.
Jin was a little surprised at how big the diner actually was, and how crowded.
"There's a refinery on the other end," Akshaya supplied, guessing what Jin's expression meant.
Jin recalled the building that had looked like a factory.
It made sense.
Akshaya carted ore from small mining facilities to the refinery and then took the refined stock to manufacturing plants to sell it. This section of the Outer Rim was rather close to some rising mid-rim worlds, and trade was growing.
"I'm surprised there are so many different kinds of people here," Jin commented as she sat down with Hatter at a table near the bar.
Jin looked around. A Drabadan was laughing loudly with a Siran. Over in the corner sat a group of Winrocks, talking darkly among themselves. The owner of the diner was a Chagrian, his mottled blue skin the same color as the sky outside. He caught Jin staring at his lethorns and flicked a forked black tongue at her, winking when she smiled at him. Akshaya ordered plates of food, which were served family-style for their table.
A steamed, sticky grain made up the base of all their choices. But there were hot dumplings in pale brown broth and thick, gummy noodles that had been sautéed in oil with long strips of green vegetables.
Jin slurped noisily, and Hatter copied her, laughing.
It was such a warm, comforting experience that Jin allowed herself to believe the moment would last.
Over the bar, an old-fashioned view screen showed the news. Jin was fake fighting with Hatter over who got the fourth and last sugared dumpling when someone across the room shouted,
"Hey, everyone, look!"
Nearly everyone turned to the news, and the owner adjusted the volume.
"We turn now to our ongoing coverage of the disaster on the Outer Rim world, Tamsi Prime, a small manufacturing planet."
The reporter was a female human, and she spoke with sincerity that sounded real. Jin felt Akshaya stiffen beside her. Hatter's eyes darted from his mother to Jin, then back to the screen.
"For the first time since the attack, Lieutenant Colonel Senjax is with us today,"
the reporter continued. The camera droids shifted, showing the Imperial officer. Jin sucked in a breath. If Lieutenant Colonel Senjax had been the Empire's pretty boy before the attack, now he was the dignified hero with battle scars to prove it. He'd lost an eye, and it had been replaced with an artful mechanical optic implant that glittered with decorative sweeps of gold. A scar had been etched down the left side of his face, disappearing under his crisp uniform. His hair was shorter now, giving him the appearance of having aged significantly in just a few days.
"Thank you,"
Lieutenant Colonel Senjax told the reporter. His voice held none of the lighthearted, easygoing joy that it had when Jin had met him.
"The terrorists who attacked Tamsi Prime had a single goal,"
he continued, looking straight out. It felt as if he was staring directly at Jin.
"The factories on that planet were key in manufacturing items the Empire uses for the defense of its citizens. This was a focused, pointed attack, and the anarchists who implemented it did not care that they destroyed not just the plant, which can be replaced, but also the lives of more than 1,000 beloved citizens."
Jin's heart twisted in rage. How could this man lie so easily? He knew as well as Jin that it had been the Empire he loved that had both betrayed and hurt him. She wondered just what they had given him, or threatened him with, to make him speak on their behalf so soon after the attack.
I was on the ground at the time,
Lieutenant Colonel Senjax continued.
And I regret to inform the galaxy that the terrorists' goals of annihilation made them far deadlier than typical separatist groups. However, the group has been utterly crushed. Every single member who implemented the attack has been caught and punished.
Saw, Jin whispered, water springing to her eyes. She'd assumed Saw had escaped. Had he and Kodo been caught? But the rest of the report was a lie. Maybe this was too.
The Empire sent aid to Tamsi Prime immediately. In the medical bay, I was beside many citizens.
Lieutenant Colonel Senjax ducked his head.
I'm sad to say, there were few survivors.
At this, a hush, followed by frantic whispers, swept the crowd in the diner. Tamsi Prime wasn't that far away from school. Some muttered individual names, people they had known who had likely been killed in the attack.
Remember,
Lieutenant Colonel Senjax continued,
the actions of a few anarchist terrorists cause much harm, destroying lives throughout the galaxy. But the Empire is working to protect you. With the new defense budget approved by the Senate this morning, I have no doubt our Empire will be even stronger than before. These small groups are no true threat to the Empire. Rest assured, you are safe.
That didn't happen. Jin looked to Akshaya and Hatter. None of that. It wasn't like that. I was there. It wasn't terrorists. It was...
Shh, Akshaya demanded. Hatter's eyes filled with worry.
We're going, Akshaya said, dropping some credits on the table and bustling Jin and Hatter out.
They didn't stop on the street to talk to anyone else. Akshaya was practically running by the time they reached the end of town, and she didn't let them speak until they were back in the privacy of the little blue house.
The Empire did that, Jin said. I was there.
You were on Tamsi Prime?
Hatter asked. Jin nodded furiously.
And I saw the Star Destroyer. I saw the turbo laser fire. I saw the...
She stopped, unable to continue. She could still smell the sharp stench of burning.
It's over, Akshaya said firmly. Whatever happened there, best to not bring it up again.
But if the Empire...
Hatter started, but Akshaya slashed her hand in the air, silencing him.
We are several systems away from Tamsi Prime, she said. The Empire doesn't reach this far.
The Empire reaches everywhere, Jin whispered. And we're not that far away.
Akshaya threw an arm around her and pulled her into a hug that Jin didn't return.
It's over, she repeated.
You're safe here. I promise.
Jin closed her eyes and tried to believe it.